This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
To the whole show powered by Chevron. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Glad you guys could be here with us today on this Thursday morning. We got the Thursday night special coming up, Mike. Thursday night special's on life support right now. And unfortunately, we needed all the help we could get. And Brian Gary's out of town this week, so we don't have a fresh intro to the Thursday night special. I'm a little scared about this. I'm 3-5. I really needed a boost, Mike.
I'll find some Morse code and play SOS.
Well, we talked on the morning show on Good Morning NoCo about you coming in singing a little something. What do you think? Eastside Chris says, let Micah come up with the Thursday night song this week. You think you could do that? I mean, you know the Spider-Man quote, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. Could you handle that?
With great power and great responsibility comes great amounts of pizza tomorrow.
Oh, you want me to give you pizza, but you would, if in order for you to sing this?
Yes.
Or you would actually sing it? Like, give me 30 seconds of an intro?
Perhaps.
Well, I think there's pizza coming, so.
Well, no, see, now
I don't have to
pizza's
bribe.
Pizza's already coming, so it doesn't count as payment.
I don't have to bribe Brian, though. He just does it because he wants to be a part of something historic and legendary.
Yeah, but like this is thrust on me at the last minute.
Well, you knew Brian was out.
I'm doing double duty right now.
Yeah, you said double duty. Brian, you knew Brian was going to be out, and you know he's the singer of the Thursday night special intro. So if you just would have put those two things together.
If I had been informed, Brady, but I would appreciate an early morning burrito.
I could probably pull that off.
I do enjoy burritos.
Depends on how the song is. If it's just you coming in going blah, blah, blah for like 5 seconds, that doesn't count. It's got to be like a real powerful punch of an intro.
So it can't just be me being like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, not blah, blah, blah.
Can I put lyrics to the music from Rudy?
If you can. I'd be curious to hear that. Although, you know, I don't like that movie. So that would be kind of a curse that you're putting on the Thursday night special, to play a song from a movie that I don't really like.
Yeah, but you could not like the movie and still love the original score.
I don't mean, know that's what that. What is that? What does that mean? The
Jerry
score
Goldsmith's
of the game.
Best work.
The score of the game.
No,
that Notre
the
Dame
movie.
Was in at the end when Rudy got to go in. I don't remember the score, so I don't know if I could love it. It was also fake. It wasn't a real game. Vince Vaughn was in it. It's not real. Those aren't real football players. People forget that Vince Vaughn was in Rudy. He was in it. That's how he got to start one of his starts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great movie.
No. A little too cliche for me.
How dare you, sir?
A little bit. A little too cliche. But, hey, busy weekend coming up. And, you know, in the football world, certainly the game of the week for me is I'm shifting all to 100% over to the Broncos against the Texans. The Buffs have lost my interest. The Rams they're off this week anyway, but they've lost my interest. The Bears have not lost my interest, though. That's a close second to the game of the week, going up against Montana State. Potentially a candidate. The head coach is a candidate for the now vacant CSU job. So there's a lot of interesting parts about that game for me. And Michael thinks the Bears are going to pull off the dub. They're going to get it done against Montana State.
Thanks. Faith, back me up, Faith. UNC is going to win.
Faith, is that true? Bears fans? I know we got Bears fans out there. We got a lot of Bears fans.
We do. Growl.
Rawr.
Send your growls to the text line 888-530-0043.
If you're a Bears fan, send a growl in. Is that what you're asking? Okay. 888-530-0043. That's the First Advantage text line. If you're a Bears fan, text in a growl or, I don't know, a picture of a bear.
I don't know how to spell growl.
Of a bear. Isn't G-R-O-W-L?
G-R-O-W-L, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. We got it. We got there. I picks are on Friday, Mike. Everybody knows that. I'm not prepared to make this pick yet.
You mean the real picks are on Friday because the Thursday night special is...
Well, the picks are on Friday. Thursday night special is on Thursday. I don't know what's hard to understand about that.
But you're picking...
Right. On Thursday.
So it counts as a pick.
Right. Thursday night special pick. And then picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. Unless, like, the Broncos or something play on a Monday, then I would make the pick on a Monday. But the picks are on Friday. I don't know where the confusion is coming from.
I'm just clarifying because there is a pick.
Can
tonight.
Can we start this? Can this be a thing, Hooligans? Because Faith came in. She brought us candy. She brought candy, and she's a Hall of Famer, by the way. She is elevated from Hooligan to Hall of Famer. You're a Hooligan just by listening to the show.
If you want first ballot Hall of Famer, bring in some homemade lasagna.
That was random, but I'm wanting to make this a thing. Someone asks you who you like in the game. And if it's anything other than Friday, you tell them. You look them straight in the face. You say, look at me. Look into my eyeballs. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. That is what I want you to do from now on. Do you think you can do that? If someone asks you, do you think the Broncos can beat the Texans today? I want you to seriously tell them. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
Then you have to describe the situation. Describe what happened.
Well, you could promote the show. Sure. But just let that be a thing now with your life. Fun game last night for the Nuggets. Not really a good game. Smoked the Pelicans. Nikola Jokic is tired of something, Mike. He's tired of it.
He's tired basketball?
He's tired of people like me. Last night he had 21 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. He's had a triple-double in all four of the Nuggets games so far. He is... third on the list all time in triple doubles after he passed Magic Johnson and such last year. Next up on in his sights is Oscar Robertson. Joker's at 168. Robertson is at 181. Very realistic shot that Joker passes him up and moves up number two. And then I would imagine next year he passes Russell Westbrook for number one of all time in triple doubles at 203. He'll probably end up with, what, 190 this year?
Not very hard to do.
Triple-double?
Oh, yeah, it's effortless.
Would you say it makes it look easy?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think Joker makes it look easy out there? He does not want us to say that. Here's what he had to say about that.
Starting a season, four straight triple-doubles. Does that mean anything to you? But also just what's making it seem so effortless for you during this start of the season?
It's not effortless. I mean, I think we need to stop saying that. I'm still running like other guys. I'm still jumping like other guys. You know, so sometimes just the game goes my way and I have a good night. Like today, I think it was an okay night, from decent night, whatever, a good night for me. So hopefully it's going to be like that in the future.
Gotta love the responses. I'm just a regular guy. I'm running. I'm jumping.
I'm growing this magic beard.
Yeah, I'm dominating. I don't look tired. It looks easy. He doesn't. And you can see why. Like,
he looks tired of these pressers. It's the only tired he looks.
I think sometimes he gets tired of them, and sometimes he doesn't. But you can see why his response would be like, stop saying it's easy, because it almost does. It does take away from the acknowledgement of how hard he works, because I think there is, and he brings this on himself a little bit, there is this belief that Joker just wakes up and goes to the gym and goes to the game, shows up to the game, not lifting, not practicing. He doesn't work out in the off season. He's just kind of dancing and partying and stuff. Doesn't really, you know, hanging with fam and all that. There's this belief that Joker doesn't really care. So when he hears, you know, it's easy for you now, he kind of wants to to dispel that a bit. Like, dude, I'm still putting in the... Because he is. You can't... Fact is, you can't be that good and not be committed and not practice and not do everything that your trainers are asking you to do. That's a fact. Does he showcase the same way that LeBron James does when he works out and everything? No. And he's not about that. Even, you know, you won't see a montage from Joker's people putting it together of him working out, of him training. You know, now, if he's at Nuggets facility and they just do it because they're the Nuggets and that's their prerogative. But in the off season, you're not going to see him put the phone down, reverse that camera, and have us all watch him work out. So I do think it's kind of a thing where he's like, dude, stop saying it's so easy. I already have this reputation of I don't care about the game. But what do you want to call it then? Because he does make it look easy. He was getting triple-doubles left and right last year, Mike. How many triple-doubles did he have last year? Efforting music. Let's see. How many triple-doubles?
Let me effort while I effort this efforting music.
Well, I mean, I can effort it. I can't find it. How many did he have, Mike?
Two.
What? Do you even get basketball?
60?
How many did he have? Why is it so hard to figure out how many triple-doubles he had last year? You're probably, 30? Did he have 30? We're still efforting. It's a simple Google. I couldn't find it. Mike, what are you finding on your end?
All right, so okay. In 2024 to 2025.
Yeah, we're off to a pretty good start. What do you got for me there, Watson?
Which Watson am I?
Stay focused. Stay focused.
It looks like he had
34. There we go. Susan and Cheryl, thank you. We love that. We got it done somehow. Nope, no Susan and Cheryl.
No, they didn't like how long it took me to look up
this
stat.
In fairness, it took both of us a while.
He didn't get any in his first season.
Yeah, he didn't get any in his rookie season.
I guess he wasn't very good.
Well, he wasn't a faith texting in, says, I think, 34. Where's the gif of the bear? We asked Bears fans to show their support and their pride. Faith, I figured we'd get one from you right off the bat.
Yeah, Faith, what's going on?
Do you think
Montana State's going to win?
Well, you're not a bad fan if you think Montana State's going to win. They're the number four team in the FCS.
Yeah, but you don't have the clairvoyance that I do.
If you're right about this.
If
you're right about this, then I don't know. Maybe a statue of you should be placed outside of the building.
Statues shouldn't be made of people. Statues should be made of, like, peanut butter sandwiches, Miles the mascot.
No, stop. No. And a Legos. No, you can't make one of a mascot. There's a lot of guys that are mascots that go. I mean, go ask the Kansas City Chiefs if they should make a statue of their mascot.
Have mascots all over the field.
Yeah.
Like all over the street. That's where they got their idea for a mascot, Roadkill.
Faith says, what do I need? She just tuned in. If you're pumped about the Bears, I just need to see a growl or a bear gif or something.
Or lasagna.
No pictures. There it is, Faith. Got it. Nailed it.
Go, girl.
One down. Are the Bears going to do it? Like, that is... Doesn't Air Force play Army? That's always an interesting game. But I'm not really interested in... Like, CU at this point is just... I don't know. They could win. They could. I just don't have a lot of interest left. I mean, we have interest. We got Rocky Mountain College kickoff. We're going to break this down. But I'm telling you, CU's lost my interest and CSU's lost my interest and Air Force has lost my interest. Wyoming has my interest. If they pull off something crazy and beat Air Force, San Diego State tomorrow, or Saturday, I keep thinking it's Friday, and then the Bears beat Montana State, that would be really cool. That would be big time.
You know, if you've lost interest in CU,
yeah,
maybe you could watch, get interested in the Washington Huskies.
Who do they got?
They have a bye week this week.
Oh.
But I'm just saying you could get interested in them. They're doing well.
What's their record?
They are 6-2.
Not good enough. I like it's not fancy enough. I need you to be either undefeated or just crappy as hell.
Okay, well, their next game, yeah. They're playing a crappy as hell Wisconsin.
Ah. Are they ranked?
No, not yet.
Did they get any votes?
They might have. I thought that they might be ranked, but they only have a couple of strong victories.
In the coaches poll they're ranked. Or they're voted. They got a vote, excuse me. Not ranked, but voted.
I wonder who voted for them.
Probably you.
Probably the coach.
That media credential that you got.
From the Denver
got
Broncos.
You a coach's vote. It's how important that day was. Your day of being at training camp and so excited. You got your little lanyard. Your little lanyard with your little picture on it. It says Micah Kilpatrick. And
I have a Broncos hat on.
You got your little Broncos hat on and you got your little pen and your notepad because you're going to act like you're taking notes, but really you're just going to hand it to them so they can sign autographs.
No, I didn't ask for autographs.
And then your moment comes up to ask the question.
Actually, Mike Shanahan asked for my autograph.
I don't think so.
He was like, hey, Micah, I know you've only been in radio for like a year and a half, 2 years, but can I get your autograph? Because I know how great you're going to be.
I'm sure that all happened that way. First of it is text line 888-530-0043. This Nuggets team, though, nice win over a bad team that you're supposed to stomp. They didn't always do that last year. You know, again, how excited do we want to get? Nothing has changed. I think the Nuggets are a contender. I think they're like a top contender. I think they could beat the Thunder with this group now. But nothing about the 3-1 start has me going, oh, I feel even better or I feel worse. This is a good team that I believe is just scratching the surface of how good they can be. I mean, we haven't. Cameron Johnson, he's fine. He's not MPJ, but he's fine. He's not offensively MPJ. And, you know, you see a game like this where everybody's eating. You know, Christian Brown had 17 points. 27 minutes, 17 points for him. Jonas had 10 points, 14 minutes. Here's a stat that I really like. Joker's only had one game of the four where he's played over 40 minutes. And the 41 minutes came from the overtime that he played against Golden State. He's only had, he had 28 last night. He had 32 against Phoenix and 36 against Minnesota. Yeah. More of that. Although that hurts his numbers, it hurts his MVP thing, but more of that. Why are you raising an eyebrow and looking at me strangely? What do you got? What do you got for me? What's on your mind? Just go ahead. Spit it out. I'm feeling weird today. It's the day before. It's All Hallows Eve. I'm feeling feisty. A little werewolf-y.
I didn't get a lot of sleep, so I'm thinking a lot about lasagna and burritos and pizza.
All that at once, huh? Well, you can get burritos and pizza at Big City Roadhouse. Maybe I'll get you a breakfast burrito from Big City Roadhouse, and we'll try it together. How about that?
Yes.
Yeah, you perked up at that, didn't you?
Yes, I actually did, because I haven't been to Big City Roadhouse.
You haven't been there yet, but you've tried the food. And let's face it, you don't leave here a lot. You don't get too far out of this radius, because you live nearby, so you don't get too far out.
Yeah, I'm like that bank guy in that bank commercial.
Yeah.
Like, leave the building, and then you find out he lives there.
Didn't you go somewhere last year? Didn't you go to, like, California or something?
I did. I went to California for my uncle's wedding, and then we went to Cheyenne for, like, a family Christmas retreat.
But you got on an airplane and went to California, right?
I did.
Was that the first time you've been on a plane in a long time?
Yeah, something like 29 years.
Wow.
No, that's not true.
What was 26. It like for you going through security and stuff? I just imagine that had to be hell for you. It's hell for everybody, but especially for you.
Yeah, I was surrounded by the enemy.
Yeah. The government?
TSA should be abolished.
Oh, yeah, okay. Did they think you potentially could be a threat and had to, you know?
No, but I forgot to take my computer out of the bag, so I got a little bit of attitude.
Did you? Did you have
and
to
also, get... I was really tired, so I was just kind of rambly.
Did they have to search you?
Thankfully not. I would have been very sarcastic and belittling at that time.
Really, would you? I don't think you would have. You would have been respectful.
Probably 50-50. I probably would have said in the nicest way, abolish 85% of government.
We don't travel a whole lot. I didn't travel a whole lot growing up. Anxiety, I get so much freaking anxiety going through those places. It's just standing in line and waiting. Just behind so many different random people, and then you got to put your stuff through there. They got to check it out, and there's nothing in there bad, but there's always a part of you. It's like, what if somebody slipped something in there? You know, what if I forgot a water bottle in there because you can't have water in there? What if I forgot? What if I just left it in there? I get very anxious to that kind of crap.
What if you're a Cowboys coach and you forgot your gun?
What?
One of the Cowboys coaches. I can't remember
Dallas?
His name.
Was it Dallas? Cowboys?
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys. He
I forgot about that story. Gun in his bag. I forgot about that. 26 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by Chevron. We got the Thursday night special coming up. All right, I put a tweet out last night. I did not think it was going to freak out like this, and a lot of people are meanie heads.
Any death threats?
No death threats, just a lot of, you're an idiot, you're stupid, all this stuff.
Anything nice?
Yeah, a lot of nice stuff, though. I mean, this was a pretty significant tweet, Mike.
What was the tweet?
Well, let's talk about it coming up next. How about that? That's what you call an old-fashioned teaser. It's the whole show, powered by Chevron, with Michael and me. We'll be right back.
Sweat it, NoCo. With cooler temperatures upon us, that only means more red hot takes on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220 Sports. This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
That is the breaking news music on the whole show. I have stuff we're going to get to because I want to talk about my take from last night that has some people strangely pissed off and some people really happy about it. The Colorado Avalanche announced today that the team has signed forward Martin Natchez to an eight-year contract extension through the 34 season. Eight-year contract extension. He's 26 years old. He's in his first full season with the Avs. Certainly been one of the top players on this team. He and Nathan MacKinnon, Nathan MacKinnon is ridiculous. You know, he's tied for second with the most points in the NHL. Cale Makar's tied for eighth. And then Martin Natchez is tied for 19th. Three really freaking good players. And now what's next will probably be Cale Makar. As this is a significant contract extension for a very good player. And the Avs keep talking about windows. Hey, they're doing their damnedest to make sure that window is not closing anytime soon. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Okay. I got a lot for you guys. You guys are coming at me, and I love it. This is all I said, Mike. This is a tweet. You ready for it? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I tweeted this last night, 10 o'clock, just thinking, musings. I don't think we talk about Vance Joseph enough. I'm fixing to change that. Dude swallowed so much pride, got fired as a head coach with Denver, came back, took an epic thumping at the hands of the Dolphins. We wondered if it was a dumb move to bring him back. Now coordinates the best defense in the league on the team that fired him. That's a fella. That's a story.
What the hell's wrong with that tweet?
The argument is that they're not the best defense in the league.
They are the best defense. Tell those people to shut up.
This guy, small baller, you were doing great till you said, best defense in the league. Come on, you don't even believe that. And zero stats back it up, despite a weak schedule. Do better. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy that says
do better.
That
guy, Raider fan.
Don't say do better. Nobody say do better. One, two, three, nobody say it.
Do better.
No, nobody say do better. Like
I thought we were supposed to.
No, one, two, three. Don't say do better.
Do better.
No, don't say it.
Do better, don't.
You want stats to back it up? Number one third down defense in the league. Number one red zone defense in the league. Fifth in scoring, fifth in yards per game, seventh in pass yards per game, 10th in rush yards per game. Not all those stats are number one, but in two critical categories, including sacks, which I did not mention, number one in third down defense. And I think that total would be the yards allowed and the points and all that stuff. Complimentary football, right? I'm not trying to rain on Bo Nix here, but if he completes some of those passes early against teams like the Colts and the Chargers, those are stay with me now, Hooligans. They extend those drives. Your defense isn't on the field as much. Look at this, Mike. In the Broncos' two losses this year, they lost the possession game. The Colts had the ball over 32 minutes. The Broncos had the ball just over 27 minutes. Against the Chargers, even worse. 36 minutes of possession time for the Chargers. The Broncos had 23. In that Chargers game, the Broncos converted two third downs out of 13. Two of them. If you can, and that's my thing here. You can do numbers until you're blue in the face. You can do all that. It's adorable. You can just look at numbers. The Texans are the best defense in the NFL. If we're just doing numbers, just straight up numbers. But that's not the way this goes. The Dallas Cowboys scored a BS touchdown, almost cussed, a BS touchdown late with both sides scrubs were in. So those are things that count. You can't just look at the stats. Yeah, I wish the Broncos could get more turnovers, but they are, if not the number one, they're damn close.
It's like,
yes,
that
Michael.
Old saying, lies, damn lies, and statistics. What's the story behind all those stats? We love our sports stats, but
we love our stats.
You got to look at it deeper.
You
really have to look at it deeper.
They're number one in third down defense. The defense third down rate, 29.9%, Michael. No other team in the league is under 30%. Red zone defense, 40%. They are tied with the Rams at 40. And Seattle's defense is very good. I'm not taking anything away from Seattle. But they're top five in scoring, top five in yards per game, and top 10 in the other two, but number one in two major categories, and that is red zone defense and third down defense. You can get all the yards you want against me, but if I keep you from scoring touchdowns, because what's the point of the game? What's the point of the game? If you're on offense, the point of the game is to get into that rectangle, score a touchdown. If my team's better at keeping your team out of that than anybody in the league, sign me up. So I don't know why we get hung up on that part of the tweet. They're definitely not the best defense. There's no definitely about that. I can hear an argument that they're one of the best defenses in the league. But the sack thing, the red zone thing, and the third down thing, you don't think those are major, major stat categories in the NFL? Huge categories. It's easy just to go to ESPN, go to stats, go look up your who allows the most passing yards, who allows the most rushing yards. So much of that is just you get into a game where you're knocking a team out and they have nothing left to do, so they start airing it out and you're in a prevent. Dude, it's kind of like the the players that take, now they've changed this, but the players that take the last second heaves in basketball, throw it down the court, all the way down to shoot it, knowing they're not going to make it, and it's going to jack with their shooting percentage. The NBA did away with that this year. They're actually not counting full court heaves as actual shots. They won't count against your percentage anymore, which I think is whatever. I don't care.
Are they going to go back in time and change that?
Well, just now. Like, it doesn't count now. So, like, if you're, for some reason, you're 100% shooting on the night and you heave it, because fans like to see that. People want to see it. Aaron says, I trust the Broncos defense over any other in the league. Thank you. I mean, that's another thing. You have to make a stop. You have to make a stop. Your life depends on it. Which defense you putting out there? Seattle? Yeah. Houston? Broncos. Denver?
Broncos.
Chiefs?
Do better. Oh, wait, you can't because you're number one.
Do better. Don't do the do better thing. That just drives me insane. Herpa? Texting in sacks for sure off the top of my head. Otherwise, but I'm sure I could look up more stats. Well, I got you stats right there. Texter here says, I wanted him gone, Vance Joseph gone after the Miami game, but he's become one of the best DCs in the league ever since. Incredible turnaround. Think about that, Mike. That's the point of the text. The tweet. Let's not get lost in the negatives, because that's just what people do. We want to be trolls, and we want to bash an amazing, well-crafted post of mine that came from this excellent brain, and we want to bash it. The point of the post is Vance Joseph. What a career for that guy it is during his time in Denver. He gets hired, you know, after Gary Kubiak is no longer going to go. Who knows the full details? I know health was involved too, but I think he and Elway had a slight falling out. And Vance Joseph was next in line. They didn't give him anything, man. Michael, who were the quarterbacks at that time for Vance Joseph? That would have been, what, a mix between Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch? Was that the Case Keenum thing too? When Vance Joseph was the head coach, was that Case Keenum that turned out to not really work out?
I mean, they all just were interns of quarterbacks.
When was he the coach for the Broncos? That was, wow, it's amazing that time is flying by so much. They won the Super Bowl in 2015, correct? So Kubiak stayed on one more year, so it would have been 2017 was his first year. Is that right?
Yeah, 2017, 2018.
That's when Vance was the coach?
Yes.
Here's his quarterbacks. Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, and remember they went back and got Brock Osweiler.
And he was great in the Twilight series.
That was 2017. That's my joke. The next year, Case Keenum. And who else was it? Was it Case Keenum and Paxton was still on that team, wasn't he? Trevor
Siemian?
Yeah,
but I think he was playing video games at the time.
Yeah. That was a, they didn't give him anything. But the fact is, he didn't do very well. So they fired him after two seasons. He goes and he's the court DC for Arizona for a bit. Sean Payton gets the gig. Vance wasn't his first choice. He had other guys that he wanted. He wanted Vic Fangio. I even heard Rex Ryan's name was in that mix. But he got Vance Joseph. And we thought, is this a good thing? Is this weird? Is he going to get booed? Like, how does that go? And Vance was whatever. And then you had the Miami debacle. And it's like, oh, Vance Joseph is on borrowed time. This was a bad idea. Why did they go this route? After the Miami game, it's been pretty good. Now, last year in December, their defense wasn't great. And you could kind of see Sean Payton and Vance arguing on the sidelines. You wondered, okay, has that relationship ran its course? Are they cross with each other? Is there a concern about Vance Joseph coming back to Denver? Are we going to be looking for a new DC? Well, they worked it out. And the Broncos are right back to business as usual on the defensive side. So I just thought, you know, for Vance Joseph, like what he's done, and for him to swallow that pride, come back to a place that he was a punchline. You know,
he shouldn't have been.
Well, you know, well, why not? All of us, he was the guy with all those press conferences that were like, you know, we looked really good in practice. We looked really good in practice. And then they'd get smoked. Oh, we looked really good in practice. He was that's what kind of made him a punchline. His assessment of Paxton Lynch was like, he's tall.
That was also Elway's assessment.
Yeah. They were, I mean, his first year, they were 5-11, Mike. And then his final year, they were 6-10. They were bad. But good on Vance Joseph. Now, after this, who knows? He might get a head coaching gig out of this. 44 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I got to tell you about Renaissance Insurance Group. If you're a fan of the show, you know I talk about Ryan Hicks at Renaissance Insurance Group. If you're in the market for, you know, just a different look at your insurance needs, we're approaching the end of the year already. Maybe it's time to really assess what you're going to do in 2026. Renaissance Insurance specializes in risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs for Weld and Larimer County, and are also the go-to for workers' compensation and a big one in this area, farming operations. We had a call the other day. It said, hey, I hear you talk about this Ryan guy. What is it again? Ren? Is it Renaissance? Farming operations, man. I've been getting this situation I'm in now has been awful, and I'm looking to make the switch. And I say, hey, this is an obvious one. Call him right now, 970-674-8825. That is a true story. I didn't tell it very well, but that is 100% a true story. People are getting the good word on Renaissance Insurance, Ryan Hicks. Go to their website, team-rig.com. Coming up in the next hour, got a lot of top stories that we're going to get to. And then, yeah, the Avalanche, big, big signing for the Colorado Avalanche, extending Marty Natchez's,
Marty Natchez's. You could either do apostrophe without an extra S or apostrophe S.
Okay, thank you. Got that contract done. 8-year contract extension, $11.5 million, $60 million signing bonus. Good for him. Good for the Avs. 11:51. It's The Whole Show powered by Chevron. Let's wrap up hour number one. We got a lot more to go, including the Thursday night special. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From preps to college to the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show. Oh, fun second hour. We got a fun second hour coming up. Top stories of the day.
The picks?
No.
The picks are on Friday.
Today's Thursday. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that, Mike. We did pretty darn good on the pick side of things last week. We are now 23-20 on the year. And I'm not just Micah, and I don't just pick. I'm picking the favorite by a lot to win. I don't do that. We're going against the spread. 20-23 over a 500 record against the spread. If I wasn't me, I'd listen to me.
I picked the Broncos.
Every week.
By the way, didn't I pick UNC to beat Montana State?
I've never heard that before. I might forget that on Monday.
Picks are on Friday.
Top stories coming up next.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.